The White House has also released a declassified report on the Idlib chemical attack. It blames Damascus for orchestrating the assault and accuses Moscow of covering up for the Syrian government. However, the four-page document says the U.S. cannot publicly release all available intelligence information used to make the assessment, while relying on, quote, open source accounts and broadcasted local videos. The report comes, as the United Nations says, a joint investigation by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons will only begin after the chemical weapons watchdog confirms an attack took place.
The fact-finding mission of the OPCW began looking into the incidents, the horrific incidents that we saw. They are going on their work. The way this works is that once they're able to confirm that there have been the use of chemical weapons, then the joint UN OPCW joint investigative mechanism kicks in.